Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her cousin woke her up in the middle of the night, and the quilt they were sleeping under was levitating over them. How does that happen?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Maybe a Ouija board story? Share it with us, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. There's no commercials. You get all the advanced episodes. You get access to the complete archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
It's going really well. Things are good. Things are good.
I know. It's like almost summertime, and it is so damn hot.
It is summer.
It is so hot.
It is summer, 100% summer.
It's really summer in 2 days, which is so weird. Today's not summer. It's spring, but in 2 days, well, it'll be summer.
It is summer. It's hot. Hot, hot. So, well, tell me about this levitating quilt business.
So on our last...
This seems new.
Our last episode, somebody named Buggy wrote in, and this is also another story from Buggy.
Okay.
So we don't know if Buggy is a male or female, so we're referring to Buggy as they, because we're not sure, because I've never heard of... And maybe that's just some pretend pseudonym that Buggy is using.
I was trying to think if it could be short for something, but I don't know what.
Maybe you Buggy know. Just likes to the anonymity of being named after a Buggy. I don't know.
I don't know, you know. Or maybe when Buggy was a child, they were bugging people all the time and they just called him Buggy.
Oh,
you're always bugging
that's
us.
That's adorable.
You know, you're a little bug guy or something. I don't know.
That's adorable. Actually, it is a cute nickname, Buggy. Isn't it?
It is real cute.
Dang, I should have named Benji Buggy.
Yeah.
So this says, this will be my second time writing into your show. And the one that we read in the prior episode was the third time. So I got them out of order. Apologize about that. It says, second time writing into your show, won't be my last. I've had many paranormal experiences. So this happened when I was around 5 years old, sleeping on the floor of my grandparents' room. This was the week of my great-grandfather's funeral. He passed away at the age of 103.
Oh, my.
That's a long life. Yeah. Lots of families came from near and far for the funeral. Some stayed at my grandparents' house. Let's check this out. I'm talking 20-plus people in their four-bedroom home.
Oh, wow.
And then says, I'm used to it. Circumstances aside, my grandparents' home was always the gathering place, and we all just packed in there like a can of sardines because that's just what we do. That explains why I was asleep on the floor of my grandparents' room. I was not alone. My two older cousins, around 7 and 9 years old, were on either side of me. I'm not sure what time it was exactly. I hadn't learned how to tell the time yet, but I guess it was around 2 or 3 in the morning because it was quiet. The loud noises I fell asleep to of music, people talking, laughing over the music, and the sounds of beer bottles clanking and beer cans being crushed were all silenced. There were two nightlights on in the room. One was in the ensuite, the other was right next to us by the nightstand. I remember opening my eyes and looking around the room. There was an uncomfortable feeling. I didn't feel scared. I felt heavy pressure, like I had one of those lead vests they put on you when you have an x-ray done. That's an interesting way to say that, isn't it? Because
That exactly is how that, that gives you an exact feeling.
Yeah, and then this next sentence too. I also felt pressure in my ears as if I was in an airplane. Also very distinct, weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it, and I just closed my eyes. I fell back asleep, and I am unsure exactly how long I was sleeping. I was awoken by one of my cousins grabbing my shoulder and lightly pushing me. She kept whispering my name until I opened my eyes, and when I did, my head was turned to the side, so I was already facing her. All I could see were her eyes staring at me, looking like they would pop out of her head. She whispered to look up, and I did. I turned my head to see the quilt that covered all three of us was levitating over us. I want to say like 2 or 3 feet. The quilt was evenly spread out flat. It wasn't draping or uneven. It was completely laid out flat and floating above us. I tried to look at the floor to see if anyone was standing there, but there was nobody. I also had that heavy feeling I felt earlier, and there was a strong vibrating and humming noise that made it feel like it was ringing in my brain, if that makes sense. I can't find the words to explain the sound. The best I can do is if throbbing had a sound. The throbbing is the rhythm. It's a very deep, vibrating bass that fades in and out. It's almost similar to the sound of the lightsabers on Star Wars. Not the sound that it makes on impact, just the humming sound it makes when it's being swung around.
Bucky does a great job of explaining how something feels.
Yeah, because I've heard that.
Or sounds. Because those are very distinctive. Like the lightsabers in Star Wars, super distinctive sound.
That's interesting. And then they say, now that I think of it, that noise probably caused the pressure in my ears.
Yeah, I'll
bet
so.
Probably right. My cousin was still lying there, as stiff as a board, with her eyes bulging out of her head. I kept staring at the quilt, thinking it would soon drop, but it didn't. It levitated in position for what felt like another few minutes. The humming noise was getting stronger, and I wanted to cover my ears, but instead I turned to my other cousin, who was sleeping through everything at this point. I nudged her with my elbow until she woke up, and when she did, she screamed loudly. The minute she screamed, the quilt dropped on us. The humming noise stopped. She got up and ran. My other cousin followed her and grabbed me by the shirt to drag me along with them. Just saying, out of the three, I would have been the cousin who woke up and screamed like that. That would have been me.
Oh, yeah. You totally would have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We ran down the long hallway into the patio where we heard my grandma crying. Our only light was from the oven light, which we kept as a nightlight in the kitchen. I saw my grandma on her knees beside the couch, crying and talking to someone. Who? I had no idea because there was no one there. It was just her voice, just her on the patio. I looked at myself. Being the smallest, I crawled under the dining room table to get a closer look, and the only person on the patio was my grandma. I called her and she didn't budge. She kept talking and crying. We couldn't understand what she said because she was crying so hard. It sounded like she was pleading or begging. My two cousins kept whispering and motioning for me to go back to them, but I wasn't going back until Grandma answered me. I wanted to know who the heck she was talking to. I repeatedly called my grandma and she ignored me. My cousins built up the courage to join me and she still did not answer us. We got nothing, not a pause or a reaction, nothing. It's almost as if we didn't exist to her in that moment. Everything else in the house was pitch black and quiet. The street lights weren't shining in through the kitchen as usual. About 25 people were sleeping in the house that night and felt like there was only four of us. We tried asking Grandma who she was talking to the next day, and she just dismissed us, and all we got was, "Never you mind," which was her way of saying to mind your own business. In case you're wondering, Grandma was not the kind, nurturing, cooking, baking type. She was more of the, "Why are you here again? Go home to your parents" type. Oh, that is so not nurturing. My cousin and I still talk about what happened to this day. She lived and grew up in another state, so we weren't close growing up. It wasn't until about 8 years ago that we got back in touch with each other, and the first conversation we had was about what happened that night. Everything I remember, she confirmed. Her sister, on the other hand, doesn't like talking about it. She's the one who screamed and skedaddled. Nobody ever says skedaddle.
I love that word. That is such a good
she
word.
She screamed and skedaddled. I still don't know what that humming noise was. I haven't experienced anything like it since, but I have had many other paranormal experiences. I forgot to mention, a few weeks before this incident, I was at my grandparents' house, and I walked out of my aunt's room, which led into the patio. This is the same patio we saw my grandma crying that on that night, and I saw my great-grandpa sitting on the couch, the same couch my grandma was kneeling on, with this is weird, with a cigarette in his mouth, but the cigarette was backward. The lip part that should have been facing out was inside his mouth. I come from a family of smokers, so even at 5 years old, I knew he was smoking it wrong. I ran back into the room to my aunt and told her what my great-grandpa was doing, and she asked me where he was and looked out to the patio, and she looked back at me confused and told me that it was okay to go back and watch Jem, my favorite cartoon. Well, she didn't bother to tell me that great-grandpa had already passed a few days prior. I had no idea because no one had told me. I only found out that fun fact about 20 years later. At a family gathering, my mom and her siblings were talking about how their grandpa would smoke his cigarettes backward. I think that's so weird. How do you do that?
I don't understand how you do that.
I joined in and said, I remember that as I recalled my one memory, seeing him smoke his cigarette the wrong way. That's when my aunt told me. I scared her when I told her I saw him on the patio because he had already passed. And that explained the confused look on her face. That's weird, because I used to smoke, you used to smoke, and I never
I couldn't imagine doing that.
I didn't really interact with my great-grandpa when he was alive. I was very little and was off in my own world most of the time, and he didn't speak English anyway. All I spoke was English, so aside from a hug hello and a hug goodbye, there really wasn't any interaction between us. All I remember was him smoking a cigarette the wrong way, and his banana-looking flip-flops he would wear. Another side note. On another occasion, a few years after he passed, I was walking towards the patio door, ready to walk outside, when I saw his funky flip-flops and another pair of brown sandals sitting right outside the door. I knew those flip-flops, and I will never forget them. I knew they were great-grandpa's. I knew he passed away years ago. And I also knew those sandals and flip-flops were not there 5 minutes before because I just walked through the patio door to get a snack and a drink of water. I ran to my grandpa's room to tell him I saw great-grandpa's sandals outside next to a pair of brown sandals. He smiled, told me not to worry. The brown sandals belonged to my grandma's sister, who is great-grandpa's daughter, who passed away a month prior. He said they just stop by and make sure I say hi, even if I can't see them. Here's yet another side note. My grandma's sister, who passed away, lived an hour away. When she was alive, we would go out there and visit on the weekends. She lived in a small plantation home with a little farm, and every time we pulled up to the front of the house, It would always be the same view of her sitting on the porch waving at us. Once we went there on a weekday after Grandma was done with work, we pulled up in front of the house and I saw her sitting on the front porch waving. I was the last one out of the car. Everyone else walked straight to the backyard where the rest of the family was. I went up to Grandma's sister on the porch to say hi, and she told me to go to the kitchen and get some pastries from the oven. She loved her sweets and hid her stash in the broken oven. So I did what I was told. I went into the kitchen, opened the oven, took out an apple fritter. I went back to the porch, but she was not there. I went to the backyard where everyone else was, but she was not there either. I went back into the house and started calling out for her. I walked back outside with a pastry in my hand, and my older cousin said, "Hey, where'd you get that?" He's chubby and eats everything along with many of my other cousins that live in that area, which explains why my grandma's sister would always hide her sweets. Anyway, I pulled the pastry towards me, and I told him it's for my grandma's sister. She told me to get it for her, but I don't know where she went. He called me a liar and yelled out for his mom. He started running away like I did something wrong, and he was going to tell me. His mom came up to me and told me to repeat what I had told my cousin, which I did. By this time, everyone was quiet and listening. After I finished explaining, my grandma and a few other family members started to cry. Now here I am, wondering what the hell I did wrong, only to find out that my grandma's sister passed away the day before. Again, nobody told me. I had no idea. My apologies if I was all over the place. I hope I didn't lose anyone. I have so much more to share. I will be back soon. Buggy. Buggy's got some abilities.
I guess.
Because the last story about the haunted hotel room in the last episode we did. Mm-hmm. But these are like, they're interesting too, because I get why as a child, you might not tell your child that the great aunt or grandpa passed away. You wouldn't like tell him right away, maybe. And so I could see how Buggy wouldn't have known, maybe.
Yeah, or how, you know, if they're pretty young, maybe you're not going to tell them. Okay, now this is way out there. And you know, I probably most people will not agree with me on this, but I think there's two things happening here. I think there's the paranormal. I think Buggy does see dead people, right? Ghosts.
At least Buggy was little.
Mm-hmm. I think there's that. That's going on here. I think there's some of that. But I'm wondering, extraterrestrial aliens with the quilt and the humming noise. It just makes me think of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
So you think little aliens came in and lifted the quilt?
I think something did. I think something came in and, you know, that lightsaber noise.
Okay, what if it would have happened without the levitating noise? If it would have happened without the noise, would you still be going to E.T.?
I don't think so.
Because the noise is weird.
The noise is just weird. The noise does not feel paranormal to me. The noise feels extraterrestrial.
I thought the weird thing about the whole quilt levitating was it levitated flat, like the entire quilt.
Right?
It wasn't just part of the quilt. It's like the whole quilt.
It is flat. It just feels like aliens are there. You know, they do the weird like investigations. They pick up a quilt, look underneath it. That would just seems like an alien thing to do.
And I'm glad that she talked to her cousin years later and confirmed it. So you don't have to live with your whole life being like, did that really happen to us?
There's two other cousins, right? There were three of them. Two others were like, you know, the first two were just like kind of frozen, like, oh my God, what's going on? And then the third one wakes up and just screams and is gone.
Her cousin Carol.
Yeah, and then there's you, you know.
That's just so creepy.
I don't know. I just get a weird feeling aliens on that one. But then the other things seem very ghost to me. You know, those make sense.
Yeah, and grandma out there doing the crying thing. That could have been grandma having a little meltdown.
Could have just been grandma crying, you know, had that a few beers just out there by herself, you
but
know.
But then, like, seeing your aunt, you go into the house and then you see the aunt on the porch waving.
And doing something just that the aunt always did, and it just made sense. The aunt would say, yeah, go get me a treat or whatever out of there. Like, okay, you know, they send the kids to do those sorts of errands all the time. And then, of course, everybody's flipped out because she died the day before.
Yeah, but I can see, I kind of like how everyone reacted to it. Like, everybody went quiet and they were really paying attention to little Buggy.
Mm-hmm.
They were all listening, and that would be really emotional. Like, if you were gathered, because my guess is they were gathering for a funeral or a wake, since grandma's aunt had just
made plans or whatever they needed to do.
And then to hear one of the kids say, but she asked for the pastry.
Yeah, I'm looking for her. Where'd she go?
You know, I just went to get this for her. Ugh. That's something. Okay, yeah. So Buggy has abilities.
Definitely.
So write in anytime, Buggy. We'd love to hear more stories.
I'm still feeling maybe a little alien thing happened
there.
Could be.
I don't, because honest to God, I don't know what the hell caused that.
You know, we just don't hear that kind of noise normally. And, you know, maybe, possibly, something about it just reminds me of something.
And even then, whether it's alien or paranormal or what, why do that?
Yeah.
Why lift up a quilt over three little kids?
Mm-hmm. Which is almost why I think alien, like an investigation. We're looking. We're, you know, I don't know.
Maybe that's why grandma was crying.
Yeah.
Freaking aliens.
Yeah.
Well, here is our next story.
My name's Angie, and I'm going to tell you a story of when I was about 9 years old. It also involves my oldest sister, who was probably, I'm going to say about 14 at that time. And it involves our grandmother, which, unfortunately, I didn't really get to know because she died when I was young. I only have one memory of her, and I was on a lap eating a chocolate chip cookie. That is the only memory I have of her. Well, in the house that I used to live in when I was growing up, me and my sister were sleeping together in the same bed, and we were about to go to bed, and she was against the wall on my right side, and I was going to go over and go to sleep, and I distinctly remember seeing an old woman, dark figure, before falling asleep. And when I went to sleep, I was having this dream of seeing my grandmother, and I was holding her hand with my left hand, and I could see my sister, my older sister that we were sleeping with, on my left side, and it was like the glass is in between us, but my grandmother was walking through the glass, and she was holding my sister's right hand, or left hand, however that would go. And she was walking us through. Well, on my right side, I could see the walls. And the walls would look like internal organs, basically. Like, I was walking through a monster. But if you look at my grandmother, there was, like, white daffodil flowers and spring-like all around her. But if I looked on the floor, it was all bloody. My sister might have a little bit of a different way of looking at it. On her side, but she basically described almost the same type feel. And we'd walk and walk, and it felt like we were walking further in our dream. And when we got to the end, my grandmother put her hands together to have us holding hands, and she said something, and unfortunately, I can't remember what it was. But when she said, after she said, she clapped her hands together, and I woke up with a start, sat straight up, and I looked at my hand, and I was holding my older sister's hand, and she was also sat up and looked at me, and we basically talked, and we basically had the exact same dream. I kind of went through that really fast, and I apologize. Thank you for having me out with that you have, and I have other stories, so I'll see if I can call. I don't know. Thanks. Have a good day.
So the grandma had passed away, and then she had this dream?
That's what I think.
Okay.
And but then, I don't know exactly when, because she didn't really have any memories of her grandmother, so I don't know if her grandmother died years before,
okay,
or maybe they lived someplace else and she just didn't see the grandmother, you
know? Which makes it even more weird that she would have the exact same dream as her sister.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, mm-hmm, which is a visitation dream from grandma.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. And
then to wake
really
up
strange.
And you're holding, you know, you wake up in your dream, you're holding grandma's hand, but you wake up and you're holding your sister's hand, but your sister was just in the dream and she had the same dream you had. That's really strange.
Yeah.
I don't know how that
works. It does seem like I have had a dream and then said to somebody about this dream and they said, oh, I've had that dream before too, you know? And I'm trying to think. It does seem like there was somebody that I had, the same dream with.
Seems like if anybody, it'd be me.
Yeah, probably, you know.
But to wake up in the middle of the night, having a dream like that and confirming, oh, you just were having that same dream?
And so help me with this. So she's walking through a field of like white flowers.
Yeah, I didn't totally understand.
And then the other side was very like blood and monsters or whatever, you know, over on this side. So it does feel like the heaven hell analogy here in the dream. But the grandmother is guiding them
and holding both their hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's interesting.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it could be that the grandmother is just with the girls?
I think it was like a visitation dream, and I'm here to guide you and help you through things.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if there was some trauma going on in her life at that time.
Or
shortly after the dream, there's something happened.
Or she's just saying, I'm here all the time for you guys.
Yeah, that could be it too.
You know.
See, I love that because you know, I just think those loved ones are. Because that's what a grandma would do. Not like the last story with poor Buggy's grandma. Like,
oh, no.
I don't bake no cookies. Get back to your parents' house. But this grandma's more like what you want. The one that's like, after they pass away, they're kind of assume that guardian angel sort of role. I like that idea.
That's kind of what it feels like, you know.
I think that's sweet. I think that's, I don't know. It's very comforting, actually.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. Or even if it's a visitation dream story, we like all those things. Call in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.